This is Tech on the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Ben Johnson. Are you grilling today, frying, or smoking? If you're smoking and in the midst of brining a bird or pouring some secret sauce over meat or corn, you should know there's been some innovation in the smoking section. What do you get when you put Harvard engineering students 200 pounds of brisket and high-end home goods company Williams-Sonoma together? New England Public Radio's Susan Kaplan sunk her teeth into this story.
It wasn't hard to find the class. The mosquito aroma led me right to teaching assistant Peyton Neesmith. The Alabama native is tending a 300-pound black hourglass-shaped ceramic smoker. The contraption is covered with wires, gadgets, and gizmos.
This brisket has been cooking since 3 a.m. We probably have a few hours left on it. This is our typical routine, our cadence of our battle rhythm, as our advisor would say.
That advisor is Professor Kevin Kit Parker. He's not just an academic. He's a towering Army Lieutenant Colonel in the Reserves, and he has a Southerner's passion for barbecue.
Now, I was walking around the parking lot of the Memphis Liberty Bowl, looking at all these contraptions that people were smoking barbecue in, and I'm thinking, none of these things looks the same. And that means we haven't reduced our knowledge of barbecue down to a fundamental set of laws about how to do barbecue right.
Parker vetted his ideas with culinary experts.
I talked to some classically trained chefs. They said, hey, no one's done this. No one's ever taken a scientific approach to barbecue, to smoking.
Parker teaches bioengineering and applied physics at Harvard, so he decided to give his students a real-world assignment. First, he introduced them to a client, the high-end consumer retailer Williams-Sonoma. The job, come up with the perfect smoker. After 5 long, snowy months, the data is in.
How they examined the problem and how they went through the whole engineering design algorithm.
It's game day.
Oh, and the samples.
We only take honest opinions.
It's really good.
Yeah, thank you.
And we eat with our hands.
The students worked up to the last minute to showcase the final product. A parade of guests check it out in a fancy auditorium in one of Harvard's engineering buildings. Professors, chefs, and top brass from Williams-Sonoma packed the room. The students rock.
My name is Sujay Tile, and on behalf of...
And I'm going to introduce the last feature of the hyperboloid cooling tile we have that we think
all
is very...
16 play a part in explaining the smoker's intricacies using Parker's mantra, design, build, test. As he chews, Williams-Sonoma's Pat Connolly rates the Harvard smoker against other smokers out there.
Well, if you look at the color, the final color... You know, you get a much more consistent color here. If you look at the moisture is fantastic here compared to the competition. And the flavor, both are good. This is better.
Connolly says the trademarked, patent-pending, app-wielding BBIQ smart smoker just might have the right stuff and make the leap from the classroom to a future Memorial Day celebration. In Cambridge, Massachusetts, I'm Susan Kaplan for Marketplace.
There's more of this story at marketplace.org, though I hope you have some time away from the computer screen today. Happy Memorial Day.